RadioStPete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan. Job Talk with Dean Logan is presented in part by Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast. Eagle Datagistics, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, in downtown St. Petersburg, it's Eagle Datagistics. Now, let's go live to our studio on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg, the offices of Eagle Datagistics. Now, with Job Talk, here's Dean Logan.
And thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome to Job Talk, the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and for those of you tuning in to Job Talk for the first time, it's my goal to talk with the leaders of every employer I can in Tampa Bay, big and small, and in every possible industry, so that anyone who's considering moving their business or making a change in their employment will know what it's like to live, work, and play in Tampa Bay. All of my guests are making a positive difference in the community, and listening to Job Talk is a way to get to know them just a little bit better. And in the process, it also affords me the opportunity to meet and talk with some very interesting people. My guests today are Sarah Hand and Stan Schultes, entrepreneurs who have secured a historic firehouse in Bradenton, Florida, where they're renovating the interior and developing an incubator where other entrepreneurs gather and grow businesses in a mutually beneficial environment. So welcome, Sarah and Stan, to Job Talk.
Thanks, Dean.
Thank you, Dean.
So thank you for being here today. And you're both doing some wonderful work helping people develop their careers and businesses and educating them in the process. And the listeners I know are going to really enjoy hearing about Station 2 Innovation. But before we talk about that, let's let our listeners get to know you both on a personal level. You know, tell us about yourselves up until you began Station 2 Innovation. Sarah, let's begin with you.
So I guess, Dean, I'm a Florida native. I was born here. My family's from Chicago. I grew up there a little bit. But my parents couldn't wait to get back to Florida. So I won't tell you how old I am, but I grew up in St. Pete when the view from downtown is not as beautiful as it is now from your office. What a great place to be.
Yeah, as we were driving up, Sarah said, wow, this isn't what it used to look like.
It's so I grew up in St. Pete and just always loved this area. I believe we have the opportunity to live in paradise. And we had this button that said, you can work anywhere, but live here. And
did you go to school?
Yes. So I went to Dixie Hollins. I went to St. Pete College. Continued my education through on after that, but predominantly went to school here. Grew up here. Worked in this area. Landed in Sarasota in my mid-20s. So I've lived in Sarasota County. Now I work in Manatee. And I have two teenage daughters. Actually, one just turned 20, so she's not a teenager anymore. And you know, it's I love the fact our office now is three blocks from the water. We have the opportunity to travel all over. But I have to tell you, when we come home. We take pictures. We're just in Denver visiting some really cool workspaces and taking pictures. But when we came home, I was like, you know, those people that come to visit us, they feel the same way, you know. And I think that's really an important thing is, and what we like about being here and doing what we do is helping promote our area, helping make a difference with the businesses that we work in, and but really being present and loving where we're at.
Mm-hmm. And since you grew up here and went to school here, what do you think about the educational system? If people are want to come here and they're worried about that, should they be, or do you think we have a good school system here?
So I think one of the challenges that we have, and we talk about this, is the difference between the perception and the reality. So I'm not going to school, you know, I can't speak about currently in St. Pete, the elementary. I can talk about Manatee County and Sarasota, but it's really pretty much the same thing across the board. People talk about the stuff that's not right. We have incredible education here. It's easy to focus on the fact that we could be better, But some of the STEM education that's happening, some of the art and design that's happening,
really leading edge stuff.
Right. We have at our leadership conference, we do this thing, this whole topic on 3.0 education and leaders in education across this region, whether we're looking at Hillsborough or Pasco, Pinellas County, Manatee County, Sarasota County, and going further south into Collier and Lee and Charlotte, there are phenomenal examples from the AM skills and advanced manufacturing, the integration. I think if you...
Manatee Technical College is the number one technical college in the nation. And
really?
It's been for more than 10 years.
My daughter just graduated from Pineview. People come from around the world to have their kids go there. It's a, mm-hmm. it's a gifted mm-hmm. school all the way across. There's phenomenal things happening. If you want to look for bad stuff, you can. But I think there's a lot of good things. You know, if we would just do a little bit more good and do a little less of the things that we're not as good at. But I think one of our investors actually lives in St. Pete because in his research for what he wanted for his son, he moved here from Atlanta and lives in St. Pete because his son was 5 and he wanted his son to go to school here. So I think that's awesome.
And if you look at the colleges and universities right in this immediate area, we have a higher concentration of higher education than almost anywhere. And I mean, you can really go to school for anything that you want here. And, you know, if you look at the greater Tampa Bay region, there's got to be, you know, 25 universities and colleges right in this area.
We can walk to 2 of them right here.
Mm-hmm. Actually, even the initiatives like through the Tampa Bay Technology Forum, the things that they're doing there and looking at internships and bridging the gap, you know, this term about brain drain. Sometimes we think that only happens here. Every community and country mm-hmm. is concerned about that, mm-hmm. but we're doing something about that. We're educating them. I think the big thing is what you're doing with Job Talk and helping people grow businesses. That's the things that our students need because we have some phenomenal students coming out of school here.
Well, thanks, Sarah. That's I'm sure a lot of people really like to hear what you just said. And Stan, tell us about you. Where are you from? And tell us about your journey up until starting Station 2 Innovation.
Well, I'm originally from upstate New York, farm country in the Finger Lakes area. My dad was a student for a long time, so we traveled around a lot. So I've lived in North Carolina, Wisconsin, Indiana, and then repeated North Carolina and New York again before I moved down here. And I really like it here. I'm not looking to go anywhere else. I was just back up in New York State in the Finger Lakes area again for a wedding, and it was absolutely gorgeous in the springtime. But then I came back here, and you know, I love it. I love living here as much as anywhere that I've ever been. I'm a computer engineer by education. I went to Purdue, and I've always worked in the manufacturing space as a software developer and solution architect. Actually, it's interesting. I've never had a job that someone had before me. It was either created for me or I invented it. And I don't know how many people can say that, but I seem to have always been either on the leading edge or you know, building something brand new, and that's been, you know, very fulfilling in what I've done over my career.
And your specialty is .NET?
Yeah, I'm actually a Microsoft MVP. I've been one for 12 years, and that's an award that Microsoft gives for community service. Basically, a sort of a community evangelist for them. I used to write a technical column, and it started out as Visual Basic magazine and turned into Visual Studio magazine. And I'm a book author, so
great.
I've been and I go to code camps across the state and software engineering conferences and speak at those
and do you still do projects as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
So if a company was listening and they really wanted the best .NET person around, they give Stan Schultes a call. And
I work at an architecture level. I try not to write code every day because it's very, very time consuming, and a lot of my other job is very time consuming also.
Well, that's good to know. That's great. And you know, and before we go too far, I do want to. I met you a couple of years ago actually at a TBTF networking event mm-hmm. down in Sarasota. And that was around BarCamp, I think, mm-hmm. was what you were talking about at the time. And Sarah, you were involved with that at that time too?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So you were the co-founders of that too, or the founder?
It depends what day. There were actually four of us that really moved that forward. But I guess if you go back to who was the first person who made a few phone calls and had a few people come together, that would be my fault.
in the Sarasota-Bradenton area.
Yeah, in the Sarasota-Bradenton area. Yeah. There's hundreds of bar camps around the world.
What is a bar camp for people that don't know?
So I think now, you know, when we started a bar camp, if you talked about an unconference, people didn't know what that was. And now people are more familiar, and they're definitely familiar with the term crowdsourcing. So I'd say a bar camp is an event where the content is sourced by the attendees. So anybody who comes to the event has the ability to speak. It starts with what we call a board rush in the morning. And so the focus for us for this unconference was around technology. And we actually called the company when we launched it, You Might Be a Techie. And in 2009, that was, you might be a techie if you had more than one mobile device. You might be a techie if you had multiple social media accounts, or if you had more than 400 Twitter followers. And we continued to go on with that. But now, when we look, you know, 7 years later, just about, technology is completely changed.
We've all got multiple devices.
Everybody has.
Who isn't a techie?
All about social media. Yeah, everyone's a techie now.
Even if you didn't think that you were. And that's really how Bar Camp evolved for us, is because technology affects all of us. And so it's continued to grow and morph into now what we call Da Vinci's Fair and Bar Camp. But at the source of it, it's still crowdsourced. Everybody gets to contribute.
Mm-hmm. Great. My guests today are Sarah Hand and Stan Schultes, co-founders of Station 2 Innovation, an incubator located within the historic Firehouse Station 2 in downtown Bradenton, Florida. And Sarah, let's start out by telling everyone about your Firehouse location. What a great building. I can't believe it. It was just so interesting, and with a great historic past as well. But there was something else. There was a lot of interesting art on the walls. You know, who's the artist there?
So, like traveling around in your office, you have art everywhere, and it's contributed from some of the family members. I'm fortunate that I have my daughters are both very artistic, and so my youngest daughter is getting ready to go off to Columbia, and she has
Columbia University.
Yes, Columbia University. Yes. Wow. So she's a science and engineering female student. And but she's also very, very talented artistically, and so some of the pieces that we have up around the station are ones that she did for AP portfolios. She had a scholarship at Ringling last summer, and so I recruited her artwork for our walls.
And it really looks good. It's very interesting, I thought. And Stan, how did you get the Firehouse? Can you tell our listeners about that, about the process you went through too, and that you're still going through as well?
Yeah, so we were social entrepreneurs, really at our hearts, and we started up Spark Growth as a startup a couple years ago to do some large scale consulting work, but also to see if we could do some entrepreneurial ecosystem development in our area.
Now, when you mentioned Spark Growth, is that another company?
Yeah, that's the company we founded together a couple years ago. It's a startup.
Okay.
That Sarah and I are partners in, mm-hmm. And so we started looking at this entrepreneurial ecosystem, and we have a lot of connections with, Sarah's been the president of the Angel Investor Network in our area, the Sarasota chapter of the Gulf Coast Venture Forum. We have both been contributing in technical communities and business communities and other, variety of things that we noticed there's a lot of loose ends. So we started on this, we kind of embarked on this quest to see if we could tie the ends together, bring things together in a more meaningful way for early stage companies in our area. And so we launched out originally with a couple of different ideas and finally narrowed it down to launching a business incubator. And we started looking for space in Bradenton. We kind of looked at Sarasota Bradenton and decided that Bradenton was the right place to begin. The community is absolutely incredible along, it's got water along two sides, and it's a really rapidly growing entrepreneurial kind of community. So we started looking for office space, and that led us to the clerk and treasurer, Carl Callahan, in
all
the city.
Roads all roads lead to Carl.
And Carl said, well, we've got office space we can rent you, but you guys need a facility. How about a building? And we kind of went, a building? Well, let's go take a look at it. And, you know, we kind of looked at each other, Sarah and I did. It was like, well, are we going to find something that's fallen down or smells bad? So we walked into it, and we were absolutely astounded. It's beautiful. The city, it's built in about 1920. It was originally a town hall, and it's been through many lives. It's been a police station, a fire station. We have a bank vault door that the city has preserved over the years from its time as a town hall, and we have a jail.
Yeah.
A couple of jail cells.
Did you get a chance to go into the jail?
I just saw it. I didn't go in, but...
The jail's a little rough, but it's there. It's behind a locked steel door. Of course, mm-hmm. we don't want anybody playing in there off hours. We started looking at the neighborhood around it, which is a place that's ripe for redevelopment. So we're in the historic village of Manatee, which is just east of the downtown Bradenton area. So we don't... The people who come and co-work with us, they don't get into the clutches of the traffic in downtown Bradenton. They don't have to move their car every 2 hours for parking, and mm-hmm. We have a pretty good-sized parking lot. So we actually found that this has been an ideal location to begin the activities that we're doing. And the building itself is pretty well-suited to our, for this idea of co-work to incubation, which is a little bit of an experiment in how business incubation is being done. We travel around extensively looking at incubator, co-work, accelerators, and other kinds of programs that people have opened up. And we were trying to find the best solution for our place, what really we needed here. And being that Bradenton doesn't really have anywhere, with free Wi-Fi to land, during the day there's one Starbucks that's noisy and hard to get in and out of in downtown Bradenton, and other than that there really isn't. You can go to a restaurant, but they expect you to leave after you're done with lunch. Mm-hmm. And you can't sit there and work all afternoon, so there's a need for a place that people can gather, collaborate, and build camaraderie. I mean, that's really what we've been all about with building Bar Camp and what we're doing now with Station 2 with entrepreneurs and early stage companies.
One of the goals of Job Talk is to let people know what it's like or what it will be like and what to expect, if they choose to relocate themselves and their businesses to Florida. What was it like to work with the city of Bradenton getting Station 2 Innovation off the ground?
It's been awesome. The city is very welcoming. I like to say that, you go other places and there's a lot of red tape, and you come to Bradenton and they hold their hand out and say, to shake and say, how can we help you? So they make it very easy to open a business, to change, to do work on your facility or whatever. There's economic incentives that are available that I think are really excellent. We have the largest deep water port. I'm sorry, we have the closest deep water port to the Panama Canal in the continental United States. Mm-hmm. And it's got a lot of land around it that isn't developed yet. So there's a lot of space, for people to build out there. And it's right next to the interstate and pretty close to several international airports. Mm-hmm. So our location is really great. We have a lot of open land. Manatee County is an agricultural county, historically. So there's a tremendous amount of land that's available in this area. And it's made available, with very favorable terms for economic development reasons. And it's a booming, growing place. There's a lot happening there. It's an exciting place. We were in front of city council last week. Ray of sunshine on a cloudy day is what I said. And I think we really got genuine appreciation from the members of the city council, telling us that they really like what we're doing and to keep up the good work. And we've only just begun. This is a new project, really, mm-hmm. for us.
Did you check out other locations before in other cities? And did you have any difficulty in any other areas? And any advice for maybe the people that, so they could work as well, or other communities work as well as Bradenton?
So I would say that we knew that we were going to be in Bradenton. It's kind of like our leadership conference. We could have done it anywhere. We had speakers from around the country and working internationally come. We like where we live. Mm-hmm. And even if everything wasn't, you know, everything that we wanted, we like where we live, and it's worth it for us to be investors in partnering with our community. We travel all over. You know, it's so funny, people will come and say, well, have you been here? We've been to...
Here and there and everywhere.
Yes, in this
we've
area.
We've seen some very cool things
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, there's actually in this area, that it's called the Powwow. It's a gathering of entrepreneurial leaders across the whole Tampa Bay region that get together. So we're very connected to the entrepreneurial community here. We've just been in Denver and Portland and Boulder and New Orleans and New York and Boston. So we travel all over and look at really cool spaces in Indianapolis, and Lafayette when we went to Purdue last year. I think the key is that people have a vision of working together. And then what we do is we actually use a protocol in developing projects like this called Strategic Doing, that is founded out of the Purdue Center for Regional Development. And that focus is, how do you help people work together? If you have a group of people that want to work together, you can make anything happen. And there's great examples all around the country of people that are doing phenomenal economic development, that are transforming the places that they live. Because as you were saying, live, work, play. Technology makes it possible for us to do that, to enjoy this view and you know, to be able to make a great living and have a phenomenal lifestyle. So the city of Bradenton has been a phenomenal partner. We were working on
Manatee
things.
Manatee County as well.
Yeah, I mean, in Manatee County, we work with the county. Actually, we have a...
Work with the school system. We're working with a broad variety of
the whole area that we live in and the collaborations that we have, and that people are putting together, gathering metrics, working on projects, we continue to be amazed. So when people came in to visit us for our leadership conference, they were amazed at how people are working together. And I think that's important. In today's world, investors want better return on investment. Everybody's looking for that. Even in the not-for-profit world, if we're going to get something done, it's about collaboration and leveraging infrastructure. And so the city of Bradenton, Manatee County, the organizations that we work with have been phenomenal. But we see that going on here in St. Pete with Tech Garage and the Tampa Bay Innovation Center, Tampa Bay Wave on the other side. Across the counties, that's one of the reasons we're a phenomenal metro area and why people want to come here.
Mm-hmm. You know, Smart Startup in Pasco, all the way down to, you know, Naples, there's a tremendous entrepreneurial spirit. And, you know, once you cross the bridge, it becomes less organized, though. So that's really what we're trying to do is bring a bit better cohesiveness to the entrepreneurial community. You know, there's lots of moving parts in building an ecosystem like this, and but we're finding that the ground is ready, the rain is plentiful, and you know, if you plant the seeds well, then we believe that the growth of this community is going to be incredible in the next few years.
Great. So let's talk about Station 2 Innovation. You know, what is it exactly? How would you describe it to people?
It's co-work to incubation. So it's kind of a hybrid model of we don't really have offices for people to come plant themselves in.
We don't have a very large facility.
Right.
So we're focusing on open space inside the building instead of closed space.
Right. It allows a startup company to scale their space needs like you can scale bandwidth. You know, a lot of it used to be that if you were on the Oprah show, there's a good chance your website was going to go down unless you had
or if you get slashdotted
right.
or something.
Yeah. Yes. So, but now technology and microseconds allows you to scale bandwidth. And if you have the right partners, you have the ability to have access to the tools that you need. So you're working with a couple of clients and some huge client comes in, some opportunity, and you make a few phone calls and you just scale your infrastructure. But in real estate for growing companies, it was still a, you know, traditionally you used to go and you rented an office, and that office had to have a meeting space and a space to make phone calls. And but for the startup company, they don't have that ability. So for a flat fee of $150 a month, you come in, you can work in the quiet space, you can work in the space where people are talking, you have access. And
we have a studio, we have a lounge, we have an open office space, you know, like an executive office. There's
right.
there's a variety of places that you can land yourself in inside the facility.
And there are different environments in those places, right? So some are quiet, some are a little less quiet.
Right. Different like, types of art, different right. a whole different feel.
You did that on purpose.
They're like microclimates in the
yeah,
building.
Actually there is. There's like some happy art in the hall and the zone area. There's some very serious introspective type things. But it gives companies the opportunity to, if we can help them keep their cost trim and help them utilize those better. So our space for co-work is available for companies to scale. For companies that are growing their business and want to apply to the incubation program, you can have a company with three people and have the ability to have space that you need for $450 a month and have the access to mentors, connections to access to capital, education programming.
Incubation is really a formal education and mentoring process.
So that comes after co-working, or is it another program?
It's not really attached directly. It's an option, as Sarah said, for companies that are looking to scale themselves, to take it to the next level, to grow sustainably over time.
So how does that work? For people that don't know what an incubator actually does in that process, how do you describe it to people? Is it over a period of time? And how?
So I'll say that for us and everything we do, our motto is think big, keep it simple, make it happen. For a company that wants to grow, for anybody who's working virtual and entrepreneur, we have this co-work access. So somebody can have access to different types of working environments depending on how their day is going, depending on what their needs are. For a company that wants to grow, there are certain things that they'll need. Nobody grows in a vacuum. So our goal is through to identify where somebody's at, help them get the right things that they
help
need.
Help them with team development right. and business model.
To move them from where they are to where they're going. And that's the big deal, is in incubation, it's how do I move from where I am to where I'm going?
Okay. And just to add on to the conversation about Station 2, there's a third program that we have that we're finding actually some success with, and that's called Soft Landing.
That was my next question.
Yeah. So I read your mind.
All right.
Well, not really, but...
Yeah.
I don't want to go there. So Soft Landing is a suite of services that we offer to companies that are expanding into our area. And they could be, these are companies whose headquarters is somewhere else, and their headquarters is not changing. They're just, you know, trying to expand their market into our region for whatever reason. It might be for the access to the port. It might be because they would rather live in Bradenton than in, you know, somewhere up north or whatever. They could be coming from international locations. So depending on what that company's needs are, we help. Soft Landing is almost exactly what it sounds. We kind of catch them and set them down easily. So the first thing they don't have to do is talk to a commercial real estate agent and start applying for business licenses and then try to start networking furiously to figure out
who their internet provider is.
To get connections, you know. And what we'll do is help connect them to what they need while giving them space to start and give them a running start so they can start working on their business as soon as they get there rather than all this administrivia that happens. Mm-hmm. So it's we're seeing it's people are really interested in this and we were kind of amazed. This is something that's actually a certification program through the National Business Incubator Association and we've applied. We have a provisional designation now for Soft Landing. And we're working with several companies right now.
So my guests today are Sarah Hand and Stan Schultes, entrepreneurs. What do you call yourselves? Entrepreneur activists, connecting the dots. I like that on your card, like that. And they are located in Bradenton, Florida. And Stan, you also did some work. In your space there, you have an upstairs that I know you're renovating. What kind of things happen up there? There was a lot of meetings and things, but... What goes on there?
Our upstairs is kind of two sides. One side has I guess you call them three offices in it. Two of the spaces are kind of large for offices. And so we're using one of those as an open office area, you know, for when we have a mentor in for open office hours, or if we have a company that wants to, you know, have a team meeting or something like that where they can spread out and work on a bunch of work surfaces. And the other side of the building is a large room with skylights in it. And the whole building has got high ceilings and tall windows, so we have great light in the building all the time. So we call that our studio. It had carpeting in it. We pulled the carpeting out, exposed the wood floors, and we've gone and washed it. And it's very cool space. Eventually, we'll expose the rest of the wood floors upstairs, because the whole building, they don't build them like they used to, really.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And this building is very cool. People walk in there and they go, wow, I really like this.
That was my reaction.
And you know, I want to work here. So that upstairs space is totally configurable. Right now, we're using it. We have meetups every week on Tuesday night. We have educational sessions almost every Tuesday. In fact, every Tuesday during the day from 9 to 5 is free open co-working. So we allow people to come in and try it out, because a lot of folks in this area don't know what co-working is, and they have never experienced the power and connectedness of working around other entrepreneurs, you know, because you learn from each other, and mm-hmm. not only do you learn from each other, but almost more importantly, you teach each other. So it's a really kind of a cool process that you have to experience really to understand it. So that upstairs space is usable by, you know, if you have a team meeting, or if you have, you know, there could be several companies working up there and collaborating either with each other or just with themselves. And there's always this crosstalk that you hear what other people are doing. I mean, we have spaces to go if you have private conversations, but the idea is to talk about what you're doing in the open, mm-hmm. and then other people can contribute to what's going on. And that helps this.
Is that sort of like what social entrepreneurs means?
Well, yeah, I mean, social entrepreneurs are really folks who work in the community and are trying to find ways of doing the most good. Mm-hmm. And it isn't about, you know, making lots of money. It's about helping the community do better as a whole.
So social entrepreneurs, what's exciting is it's not that it's not about being profitable. It's but that's not your primary goal. And what we're seeing in today's trends and is that people aren't just looking to make an investment. When they make an investment or they choose a company that they're going to work for, a lot of times they'll look to see, what does that company believe in? What are the principles right. that company supports? So social entrepreneurs work in that space where maybe they provide a business, a service, they produce some sort of product, but that's not, the paycheck is not the only thing. They're also looking to make an impact.
It's usually not the leading thing.
Yeah, it's an impact in the community. And mm-hmm. then you have this civic entrepreneur who actually works in a space that affects how government works. So the interesting thing about the co-working is that it's really large companies have been doing this for a long time, or have been starting to do it. The company that Stan retired from, they never had walls in the company. He sat next to the founder at Sun Hydraulics for many years. And so they did that. And we see that happening in a lot of firms now, because when you isolated people behind walls, it was just that. Projects were isolated. And this, with the open walls, big corporations are finding that it fosters creativity. And so this is a way that anybody can participate in some of the types of things that maybe only a big corporation who was forward-thinking would do. You can have two people in your company. You can be a student. You can be a virtual worker, and you can drop in and experience the same type of benefits.
Great. Well, Sarah and Stan, I only have time for a few more questions. Actually, the time has gone by so fast. So you mentioned that you will be looking to add an employee or two in the future, maybe not right away, but within a relatively 6 months or so, probably, right, is what you're talking. Can you tell me about that?
Well, there's always going to be a smiling face at the front door, you know,
yeah.
somebody to greet the community, to give tours, to talk about what the programs are. And right now we have a part-time person who's helping out, and you know, that'll turn into a full-time job at some point. And then over time, we will hire a program director, someone who actually manages the programs of the incubation program and the soft landing, and very possibly an executive director, you know, depending on how this project scales. Mm-hmm. You know, we believe that this location is just the starting point for what we're doing, you know, south of the bridge. It's going to continue to grow, I think, over time, and we'll add another different kinds of services and support for different types of businesses. Like right now we have no lab space, we have no manufacturing space, but those are things that people are asking for. So those are, you know, those are actual jobs that will fill in the next couple years. You know, for us, this is a project, and we're going to continue to grow this this concept out in our area as much as we can.
That's great. And this is a good time that leads me into the interview tip of the week. And so if there, what one piece of advice would you give someone if they were to apply for a job with Station 2 Innovation? Sarah, you first.
So I would want to know, what is the problem that they faced in any position that they've been in their life? What is the problem that they faced that they are most proud of how they creatively were able to overcome that problem or to move that project forward? What is their most proud moment in solving a problem that they would like to share?
Great. Stan?
Well, my question or my advice would kind of probably have something to do with team, how they work in a team, what kind of a team contributor they are, how, you know, how interactive they like to be. Really it gets down to, you know, how do they do with other people, and you know, how can they make, does working with other people amplify what they do, or do they really want to be the lone cowboy that wants to manage everything themselves? And I mean, really, team play is the nature of the world these days.
Well, that's great advice. So let's talk about an event coming up in July at Station 2 Innovation. Can you tell me about Business Reboot?
So Business Reboot is, and it's planned in July for a reason. Business Reboot is a great time to take a look at your business, whether you're just starting or whether you've been in business for a while, and do a really thorough assessment. A lot of people will be on vacation, unless you're doing beach rentals, for most people, people are not only their staff, but maybe their prospects. A number of people are on vacation. It's a little bit slower. It's a great time to take a thorough look, identify where you can make changes. Are you leaving money on the table? So we look at everything from systems, from prospect to the referral, message, market model, money. Look across
but
the whole
really
piece.
An appetizer for what comes after that as well.
but for me, the really exciting part is do this in the summer, and then you have time to make a few changes so you can finish off the year big. Because the type this type of assessment is going to produce some results that if you're trying to do this in November, when there's a lot of things going on, it's really hard to implement those. So take the time now. Look at your business, and that's what we really want to do, is whether people are just starting or further along the road, how do you be more effective?
So I was going to ask, who should attend?
So if you're just starting, I believe if you want better answers, ask better questions. So if you're just starting, you know where you're going to go, come get a lot of information, ask better questions, and build your business better. If you've been in business for a while and you think things could be better, or maybe you have so much business this last year and you're like, oh my gosh, I have new hires and I have, you know, I'm re, you
things
know, the market.
Crazy. You don't know
the market's changed.
How to move on.
If you're looking at, so either A, you're just starting, B, the market's changed, maybe you're not quite where you are, or C, you've had so much business, you're not really sure how to scale, and you know that you're leaving money on the table, and maybe you've been overwhelmed and you're not even sure where to go, take a full day. It's a really intense day. Take the day, ask some questions, get better answers, make some changes now, finish the year big.
Great. And if somebody wanted to invest in your efforts, are you looking for and open to investors?
So investors in Station 2, investors in the company, all of the above. Access to capital, whether it's somebody who would like to be able to look at companies as they're growing. We're always looking to identify what sorts of what investors are looking for, what types of companies, and you know, so that our companies, when they're ready, we'd be able to make that introduction. And for the station itself, if you'd like to get brand awareness, you'd like to meet some really cool people, depending on what your goals and objectives are, mm-hmm. we're always open to that conversation to see if it makes sense on how we could work together to leverage our interests.
Investment sponsorship. Even grants are very helpful in a business like this.
Great. And finally, if listeners want to learn more about Station 2 Innovation and Spark Growth, how can they get a hold of you?
So easy, either of our websites, sparkgrowth.net or station2innovation.com.
And it's a number 2 in the middle, station2innovation.com.
Right. But that's the wonderful thing about search. We think that we have a fairly good presence. So if you search for us, we're there. Station 2 Innovation, that's named.
Find us on Facebook, Station 2 Innovation. You find us, Spark Growth as well. And if you go to meetup.com, look for Entrepreneurs and Startups. That's the name of our group.
What's the physical address of the firehouse?
It's 912 7th Avenue East in Bradenton. So it's just east of the downtown. It's State Road 64 at 9th Street East.
3 blocks from the water, some great craft breweries right around the corner, lots of community events. We'd love to see you.
Wonderful. Well, listen, guys, thank you so much for being here. And I want to thank you again for being guests on Job Talk. And hope you'll come back again as you grow. Definitely want to have you back again.
Very much appreciate that, Dean.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
So my guests today were Sarah Hand and Stan Schultes, co-founders of Station 2 Innovation, an incubator located within the historic firehouse Station 2 in Bradenton, Florida. So if you're in the Bradenton area or thinking about relocating there and want a place to network and work around some like-minded entrepreneurs, you should visit Sarah and Stan at Station 2 Innovation. And let's see here. It's now time for Job Talk Alumni Update. And I want to start out with the folks at Action Coach released their new book with a clever title called OMG, What's the Focus? WTF. Pretty clever title. Anyway, it did so well, it's been listed on Amazon as a bestseller. So congratulations to Barb, Ford, and Juliet for their successful book launch. If you're interested in learning what a coach can do for you, check out their website at actioncoach.com. And sponsor of this program, Eagle Data Logistics, has a few job openings to mention. If you're an advanced PLSQL developer, a Java developer with HL7 experience, or an Oracle DBA, you can send your resume to me at deanlogan@radiosaintpete.com, and I'll make sure your resume is reviewed by their clients. And today's shout-outs go out to Eric, who just arrived in the area and is in the process of relocating his family. I'm looking forward to meeting you and know you will really enjoy it here in Tampa Bay. And to Corey, who will be it's just going to be a great winter for you once you're settled in Florida and out of that very snowy place. I'm looking forward to meeting you soon, too, as well. And please, if you would like to be a guest on Job Talk or know someone who would be an interesting guest, please send me an email at deanlogan@radiosaintpete.com. I really appreciate the referrals. And I want to thank JT for letting me know about Sarah and Stan's new venture. And I also want to thank you all for listening to Job Talk and for tuning in to RadioSaintPete.com. You should check out the great music, including local musicians who are featured here. And new shows are in production as the website keeps getting better and better. You can choose your favorite style of music 24 hours a day, including Maine, oldies, jazz, and classical. Other interesting programs you might enjoy are live broadcasts like the Suncoast Tiger Bay Luncheon. Will Coons hosts the homemade broadcast, and the Indie Circuit with Mo airs on Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern. So be sure to check out their website often and see what's new. If you miss a show, you'll find all the previous shows in the audio archive section where you can listen to all your favorites at your convenience. That's radiostpete.com. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer, so check it out. I want to take this time to thank Joe, Chuck, Richard, Hari, my engineers Dan and Sean, and all the Eagles for their help. And as always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to anyone in the country, if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come visit and take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did. I think you'll be glad you did, too. Thanks for listening, and until next time when we talk about jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
You have been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSaintPete.com and Eagle Data Logistics. Eagle Data Logistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA Services and Recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, Eagle Datagistics in downtown St. Petersburg. Job Talk with Dean Logan came to you live from our studios inside Eagle Datagistics on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg.
RadioSt. Pete.com.